Governor Deval Patrick announced the legislation just over a month after the shooting deaths of children and educators at the massacre in Newtown, Connecticut, and only one day after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the SAFE Act, putting tighter restrictions on gun ownership in the Empire State. Governor Patrick also announced today that in his fiscal year 2014 budget proposal to be unveiled next week, he is seeking a $5 million increase in funding for the Department of Mental Health. In a statement, the governor said that the measures come, quote, in the wake of too many tragedies, unquote. The legislation filed by the governor would enhance a number of existing regulations on gun ownership, including enhancing background checks on gun purchases by bringing Massachusetts into compliance with the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, requiring mental health records be forwarded to the federal government before a gun license can be issued. The bill would also limit the sale of firearms to one gun per owner per month, reduce access to high-powered ammunition, create four new gun crimes, and close a so-called loophole to require background checks at all gun shows. Jim Wallace, executive director of the Gun Owners Action League of Massachusetts, said that many of the governor's proposals are simply unneeded due to the strict gun laws already put in place in Massachusetts since 1998, which Wallace says over the past decade and a half have greatly reduced the number of law-abiding gun owners in the state.
So we've got a reduction of 85% of licensed gun owners, but yet in that same time period, our own state government, through the Department of Public Health, in every report they have filed in the last few years, tells us that gun crime has nearly doubled in Massachusetts in the same time period.
Wallace also said that he thinks the state government's placing of further restrictions on licensed gun owners would be an insult due to the amount of regulations they already comply with.
There are a whole host of steps to being a lawful gun owner, and we jumped through a lot of hoops, jumped through all the hurdles to get it, but yet our governor is proposing that we are still criminal suspects.
But John Rosenthal of Stop Handgun Violence says that he believes that the one gun a month provision is not meant to prevent a law-abiding gun owner from purchasing a firearm, but rather to stop a gun dealer who is not playing by the same rules.
60% of guns traced to crime every year in Massachusetts come from out of state, and about 40% come from in-state, both from, I think, private gun sellers that don't play by the rules, and the guns that are stolen from cars and houses. So there's no imposition whatsoever on a law-abiding gun owner to limit the gun sales to one per month, but I can tell you it will do a lot to curtail gun dealers who buy multiple guns and sell them every month.
But Rosenthal also said that because Massachusetts has already such strict regulations on gun ownership, that other states and the federal government should take the examples set by the Commonwealth. Today, President Obama released his own outlines for a national gun control plan, which, in addition to requiring background checks for all gun sales, would reinstate the assault weapons ban, restore limits to ammunition magazines. But Jim Wallace of GOAL says that whether it's the proposals submitted by the president or Governor Patrick, the real issue is school safety, not guns.
None of those proposals would deal with the killer in the schoolyard.
But for any reforms to happen, John Rosenthal says that Americans would need to communicate to a Congress that he says is bought by the gun lobby.
I hope people will pick up the phone and jam the Capitol and support the governor. And we'll save lives without banning most guns.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.